What should be the primary focus of a Muslim's life?
The primary focus of a Muslim's life should be learning and practicing Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and Taqwa, God consciousness.
How should Muslims react when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is insulted?
Muslims should remain calm and patient, focusing on educating others about Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with wisdom and good conduct.
What does Quran chapter 18, verse 110 teach about the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Quran 18:110 emphasizes that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a human being like us, sent to convey the message of Tawheed and to encourage righteous deeds.
Why is Allah considered more important and honorable than any prophet?
Allah is the creator, sustainer, and provider of all existence, making him the highest and most honored being above all prophets, including Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
How can Muslims better teach non-Muslims about Allah?
Muslims can teach non-Muslims about Allah by demonstrating good character, sharing knowledge with wisdom, and providing clear, accurate information about Islamic beliefs.
What is the purpose of life according to Islam?
The purpose of life in Islam is to worship Allah, live righteously, and spread the message of Islam, including Tawheed and the teachings of the prophets.
Why is teaching Tawheed crucial in understanding the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Teaching Tawheed helps people understand the core message of Islam and the role of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger of that message.
How can Muslims address ignorance about Allah and Islam?
Muslims can address ignorance by engaging in respectful dialogue, providing educational resources, and exemplifying the teachings of Islam in their daily lives.
What is the significance of taqwa in a Muslim's life?
Taqwa, or God consciousness, guides Muslims to live a life of righteousness, mindfulness of Allah, and adherence to His commands, which leads to inner peace and success in this life and the hereafter.
How can understanding Allah's attributes enhance a Muslim's faith?
Understanding Allah's attributes enhances a Muslim's faith by deepening their recognition of His greatness, mercy, and wisdom, leading to greater love, fear, and trust in Him.
Why is it important to focus on educating others about Allah rather than reacting emotionally to insults?
Focusing on educating others about Allah helps to clarify misconceptions and promotes a positive image of Islam, whereas emotional reactions can reinforce negative stereotypes.
What role does patience play in responding to insults against Islam?
Patience allows Muslims to maintain composure, reflect on the best course of action, and respond in a manner that upholds Islamic principles and invites understanding.
How can Muslims use social media to teach about Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Muslims can use social media to share accurate information, inspirational content, and educational videos about Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reaching a wide audience effectively.
What does it mean to have taqwa in everyday actions?
Having taqwa in everyday actions means being mindful of Allah in all decisions and behaviors, striving to live according to His guidance, and avoiding actions that displease Him.
How did the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, respond to insults during his lifetime?
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, responded to insults with patience, kindness, and forgiveness, often turning adversaries into followers through his exemplary character.
Why is understanding the concept of Tawheed essential for non-Muslims?
Understanding Tawheed helps non-Muslims grasp the foundation of Islamic belief, the significance of worshipping one God, and the purpose of life as defined by Islam.
What is the relationship between Tawheed and Taqwa?
Tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah, is the foundation of faith, while Taqwa, God consciousness, is the practical application of that belief in one's daily life.
How can Muslims demonstrate the greatness of Allah through their actions?
Muslims can demonstrate the greatness of Allah through acts of kindness, integrity, and excellence in all aspects of life, reflecting the teachings of Islam.
What are some effective ways to teach children about Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
Effective ways to teach children include storytelling, interactive activities, role modeling, and consistent reinforcement of Islamic values and teachings.
How can Muslims balance defending their faith and promoting understanding?
Muslims can balance defending their faith and promoting understanding by responding to criticisms calmly, providing factual information, and focusing on positive outreach efforts.
What lessons can be learned from the patience of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
The patience of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teaches Muslims the importance of enduring hardships with grace, maintaining faith, and continuing to convey the message of Islam.
How can Islamic education combat ignorance and misconceptions?
Islamic education can combat ignorance and misconceptions by offering accurate, comprehensive teachings about Islam, promoting critical thinking, and encouraging respectful dialogue.
Why is it important to separate cultural practices from Islamic teachings when educating others?
Separating cultural practices from Islamic teachings is important to prevent misunderstandings and ensure that the true principles of Islam are accurately represented.
What is the significance of Quranic verses in teaching about Allah?
Quranic verses provide direct guidance from Allah, offering insights into His attributes, commands, and the essence of faith, making them crucial for teaching about Allah.
How can Muslims cultivate a deeper understanding of Tawhid and Taqwa in their communities?
Muslims can cultivate a deeper understanding of Tawhid and Taqwa in their communities through regular study circles, sermons, community events, and by encouraging personal reflection and practice. Conclusion: focusing on teaching and understanding Tawhid and Taqwa can lead to a more profound appreciation of Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Addressing ignorance with patience and wisdom promotes positive perceptions of Islam and fosters a deeper connection with Allah's teachings.